Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
Well, 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 an emergency episode of Hogue and Johns, courtesy of the news from The Athletic. A reminder of why you should be subscribed to The Athletic. The great Scott Powers coming through on the news. The Bears purchase agreement for Arlington Park.
My guy, SJ Pow Pow, with the overnight news. Got us all busy around 9 p.m. last night, but very happy for Scott Powers for the scoop.
Cool. Thanks for the heads up, buddy. Could have used probably another 2 hours of sleep that I didn't get, but okay, won't hold that against you. The presenting sponsor for today's episode of Hogue and Johns is Visa, a network working for everyone. And yes, the Bears have a purchase agreement for Arlington Park. I am not surprised by this one bit. I think this thing has been headed down this road for a long time. As soon as you knew they made the bid official in June, they weren't going to give it to anybody else. Obviously. And so if the Bears were making a bid, they were going to come to this purchase agreement. And I have always been expecting it to happen when the Arlington season officially closed, which happened Saturday. So the timing of this all makes sense. Now it's just time to talk about what it means.
Yeah. What's the agreement for? Churchill Downs said, what, $197 million?
Yes.
So not too bad, actually. Not too bad at all.
You got that, right?
Yeah. You just take out a construction loan. No problem.
The Hogan Johns podcast should have bought the property.
Hogan Johns Stadium. Sounds fantastic.
I mean, that could still be on the table, if we're being honest.
Hey, we're growing. Give us a few years. By the time they're looking for naming rights, you never know.
You never know. All right. So, look, this is like the equivalent of, just so everyone's aware, of, if you're buying a house, you sign a contract, you come to an agreement on the price, you sign the contract. A lot of red tape that you still have to get through. You got inspections, right? You got the things you negotiate over after that inspection's done. And then there's a closing date that gets set up usually 45 days later. Okay. And at any point, it can fall through. Different things can happen. I'm not going to lie. I've signed one of these. We found a different house, ended up buying the other house. Okay. Like, things can happen. And in this case with the stadium, it's going to be a hell of a lot more than 45 days.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be late 2022, early 2023. Before we're talking about this thing actually being finalized, and a lot of things can happen between now and then.
Oh yeah, this new stadium is well off in the future. Then you got the groundbreaking and all that, and the years of construction. But unlike buying a home, if they find mold in the walls at Arlington Park, the Bears will just be like, okay, we'll just knock that wall down.
Yes.
As opposed to going back to the negotiation table, unless it's a lot of mold. But I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, it's just, that's just like kind of the disclaimer off the top, but there's a lot of reasons to take this very, very seriously.
Can I give you number one? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Go give me number one. I think there's like
20 reasons. The Bears don't own their own freaking stadium.
Yes.
This is it.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is along those lines, like the league has changed so much to the point that it is now very, very obvious that owning one of these monstrosities is a very good thing for business. Okay, yes, it costs a lot of money to do it. And where that money is going to be coming from is an enormous question mark in all of this. But the value almost instantly takes over whatever the money is spent. Like, and SoFi Stadium right now is a perfect example. $5 billion, insane amount of money. Now, Stan Kroenke's got money from all over the world to pay for that, and the Bears do not. So that's a huge difference. How that's going to get figured out, we'll find out. We don't necessarily know right now. But I think the league, if you haven't been paying attention, the NFL is very, very invested in
growing everywhere. Like, they had say in that Tottenham Stadium that we went to a couple years ago in London, right? That was designed with the NFL in mind. They literally roll out a different field, the soccer pitch, right, to expose the NFL field under it, which is not natural grass. And, like, it's an insane stadium. It's an insane stadium. There's insane stadiums popping up all over the place, okay? Minneapolis has done a great job there with U.S. Bank Stadium. We have SoFi Stadium. A couple weeks from now, we're going to be in Vegas. We get to see the Raiders' new stadium, okay? They're all over the place. And in a market like Chicago, I don't know if you've noticed, the NFL's trying to take over the world. And they're going to be heavily invested and involved in a new stadium in Chicago, in Arlington Heights, around Chicago, wherever it will be. And that's reason enough to think that this thing could end up getting done.
Since 2000, Adam, I put this in our Athletic article last night, there's been 17 new stadiums open around the league. Even if you expand it by another year, it's 21 stadiums to 1999. 21 stadiums since 1999 have opened across the league. Two of them were last year, obviously. Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, SoFi Stadium. We were just there in California. You have the one in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Serious money is being spent, but serious money can be made. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the Rams and Chargers get $500 million from the NFL itself to help build SoFi Stadium?
Yeah, the Vikings got money, too, from the league.
So... You don't think
they
Bears
understand? They understand that whatever money they kick in comes back tenfold,
yes,
with Super Bowls, events, NFL drafts, whatever. Like, yeah, it all helps the product grow.
Yes, yes. And you don't think they're going to help the Chicago Bears, the founding franchise, the team? If it didn't exist, the league wouldn't exist. You don't think the league is going to help out the Bears a little bit here? More than a little bit here? Significantly.
Look,
here's $1 billion, Bears. Have at it.
Yeah, and that's just one angle to this. I think another angle is, what is the future of ownership with Chicago Bears, which I think is a very, very valid question. And when we start talking about the stadium being, you know, 7, 8, 9 years, 10 years down the road, whatever it'll end up being, that's a long time from now. What's the state of ownership? Are there members of the board right now that are going to end up taking on a bigger chunk of ownership with the team? That's a possibility.
Well, there's a really rich guy on there, isn't there, who just helped out Northwestern?
Yeah, I mean, Pat Ryan. Pat Ryan has been heavily involved in building the facility at Northwestern that they built. That's why it's called Ryan Fieldhouse. He just kicked in, what was that, another like $400 million a couple weeks ago to help out the whole university, including starting to renovate Ryan Field. So there's that name again, Ryan. You know, and he's part of the Bears ownership group now. So everyone gets caught up sometimes in it's all fair, how the McCaskies have basically inherited this team from down the road. It used to be run by football people. It's not really run by football people now. They're not anywhere near the type of owners that Jerry Jones or Stan Kroenke is. And, like, that's all fair, but who's going to be really calling the shots in the future? You know, and then I don't have it in front of me right now, but there was that weird connection between one of the other guys and Churchill Downs, wasn't there?
Oh, there were all sorts of layers.
Yeah, there was a web of interesting, which was another indication you knew that the Bears were going to get this property if they really wanted it. You know what? There's going to be a sense of urgency too from Arlington Heights and Churchill Downs. Can't just sit on this for a year and a half and then have it fall through. So that's where this conversation now goes back to Chicago. Did you happen to hear the mayor on the Score this morning?
I did.
So I caught about the second half of the interview while I was in the car. So fill me in on it.
My number one takeaway from that is that the Bears haven't, at least according to Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, that they have not come to the table with reasonable demands.
Well, it doesn't sound like they've come to the table at all. The way she keeps putting it.
She characterized it that way, but we know how these things work, right? I'm sure there's been conversations. Was it WBEZ just had the emails with Ted Phillips that came out? I mean, this is like years in the making. This even precedes Lori Lightfoot's administration. This is, again, years in the making. I think that this is my thought. Chicago cannot provide the Bears with what they want or with what they need.
Agreed.
And I don't know what they can do to change that, but we're talking about land, like significant acreage of land. Like, where's that going to be in Chicago? You knock down McCormick Place? I don't know.
Well, there's that old steel mill on the south side, but I think there's like ecological concerns about that. And
yes, again, yeah. Layers. That's, I think, where it ends. And you have a team that is motivated, extremely motivated, to finally build their own stadium. So you really have no leverage in this. You got this lease agreement where the Bears can get out of it for $84 million. They just pay $200 for that other land out in Arlington.
I don't know how many times I could have pounded that into the ground that was not a problem. And it's still not a problem. They'll pay the money. The mayor said this morning that they're going to have to pay the money if they leave. Great. Cool. They'll make it up. Like I said, they'll make it up tenfold. And
maybe Roger, the NFL will cover it.
I was going to say, Roger Goodell might write the check himself, which goes back to it. Like, the mayor does deserve criticism on this. I mean, there's obviously been some frustration from the city towards the Bears. Didn't she make the comment like a year ago at this time that they haven't been like equal partners? That had to do with the COVID stuff and getting fans back in the stands. And then she comes. I knew she was off base on this whole thing when it was after I wrote that column in February about Arlington, and then something developed a couple weeks after that, and then she actually got asked about it at some press conference. And she said something along the lines of, the NFL won't let the Bears leave. And that was the moment I knew that she was not totally in touch with how this stuff works in the NFL. On the NFL side of it. She doesn't work for the NFL, so maybe, I don't know. But she obviously didn't realize that the NFL, if they're going to pick a side here, it's going to be the giant stadium that helps the whole league. Okay, not the city of Chicago. And they're not putting their foot down and saying, oh, you can't leave because of this lease agreement. Get out of here. It's nonsense.
A lot of nonsense. But
I mean, like that statement too in June, where
hilarious statement, actually. Yes.
I mean, one of the greatest statements of all time, if we're being honest. And, you know, also completely fair, taking shots, just beat the Packers, be relevant past October. I mean, Funny stuff. I mean, for a mayor to put that out, love it. So no criticism there, except for the fact that that's a good way to also piss off the Bears.
Yeah.
After they made a pretty big step of saying, hey, we have the money. We're actually making a bid to buy Arlington Park.
This is in 2000. Well, it's 2001, right? Where the Bears renovated Soldier Field.
Yeah, like, I think 20 years ago was the season when they were gone.
When they were in Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
So much has changed since then, man. So much has changed. There's so many examples of that team spending serious money, not just on players, but their own. Hallis Hall's been remodeled and expanded twice since then.
Yeah.
They moved training camp from Bourbonnais to Hallis Hall. I mean, there's so many signs pointing in this direction. I don't think they're going back on it. I think it's going to be Arlington. Unless the city agrees to knock down a bunch of stuff somewhere. Like, I don't see how this changes.
And I don't think
it to the Bears for free.
And I don't think they will, because, again, it comes down to how are you going to pay for it. And I don't see the city putting that on the taxpayers. Again, and here's the problem too. I mean, let's just be honest. The city of Chicago, if there's one thing we don't do well, it's stadiums. You know, we just don't. The renovation of Wrigley Field has probably been the best thing that's happened stadium-wise in like a century. And that took a crazy billionaire owner to come in and basically said, we're just going to do this, okay? And that may end up being what has to happen with the Bears to get this whole thing done. But, you know, whether it's, there's so many examples. I mean, United Center is a fine building, but how would they built it where there's no train that, there actually is a train that goes by it, but there's no stop. Like, what? what are we doing here?
You know,
like every stadium has some major problem with it. And Wrigley Field was just a crumbling mess before they finally fixed it up. And now it's a good thing. And all the complaints, the video boards. Now look at it. It's a great place.
Yes, yes.
Open up your mind a little bit to this stuff. They're going to put a roof on the Bears Stadium. Yes, they're going to put a roof on the Bears Stadium because you know what's a total myth? Bear weather. Total myth.
Yeah.
I can think of one game in 11 years of covering this team where it actually helped them win a game, and that was against the Rams in 2018 when Jared Goff looked like he'd never been
cold before.
Cold in his life. All right, like one time it helped them. Get out of here with that stuff. Hey, if you're like me, an outfit, good or bad, can impact your entire day. Wearing a starchy shirt, that just doesn't feel good. You're not comfortable. It's hard to look good and feel good at the same time. But that's where Roan comes in, because men's closets were due for a radical reinvention, and Roan stepped up to the challenge. Roan's commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable, and truly versatile set of products known to man. They have products for every occasion. We're talking about the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, polos, blazers. They look great as individual pieces. They work seamlessly together. Roan's signature four-way stretch fabric is breathable, flexible, and works everywhere from your commute to work to even the 19th hole. It's time for unparalleled confidence without all the hassle. My favorite Roan shirt is this white dress shirt. Looks like a dress shirt, but it also looks casual at the same time. It's got anti-odor technology. They call it Gold Fusion. And it doesn't get wrinkled. It stays fresh and clean all day long. No lingering odors or anything like that. The Commuter Collection is easy to care for while staying fresh and odor-free. The Commuter Collection can get you through any workday, straight to whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/Adam. Use promo code Adam to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to Roan. That's RHONE.com/Adam. Use code Adam. It is time to find your corner office comfort.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
If you look at the list of NFL stadiums that are currently in use, by far the oldest is Soldier Field. And I know it was rehabbed, gutted, flying saucer dropped the middle of it, whatever you want to say about it. But that's opened in 1924. It's just time sometimes. And don't get me wrong. I love sometimes the drive down to the city. You see, especially early fall, right? You see the skyline. The traffic isn't bad. You go through the city a little bit. You hit the Lake Michigan. It's nice. It's scenic. I like it. I really do.
You hit the traffic.
No, then you hit the traffic. But yeah, but eventually it's just time. I've heard all the horror stories from fans trying to get there. You know, Soldier Field's on this unique little island on the east side of Chicago. It can be very difficult to get to. I'm not saying Arlington is going to be easy to get to, but at least you have a major train that goes right next to it. A couple highways, Northwest Highway and whatnot. Sometimes it's just time. You know, the oldest stadium in use in the NFL right now, and the team doesn't own it. It's just time.
It is. And we'll see where this goes. That, like I said, there's a lot of excitement today, which is why we got here to do this emergency podcast on it. But there's a lot of things that need to be figured out here, including the traffic. I mean, speaking of traffic, it's not like traffic just miraculously goes away. I think there's a way to make it way more convenient and have multiple entry points. Unlike Soldier Field right now, where you have to somehow go through Lakeshore Drive or cross Lakeshore Drive or get over those train tracks somehow. Like,
it can be a pain. And it's going to be a nightmare up there, too, in Arlington. Don't get me wrong. If I feel bad for anybody, it's the people who own the homes, like literally across the street from there. You know, they're going to have to get a cut in this somehow, right? Like, the only situation that I feel this compares is like Lambeau.
There was a time where Arlington Park was a pretty big deal, and there was a lot of people there every single day going there. So, you know,
is this the example? You bought a house by the airport. What do you expect? There's going to be planes?
Yes. Right? You live by the airport. You know how many planes are flying around.
I do. Yeah.
And
when
I was your neighbor, every morning at 5 a.m., pew, 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 all those flights coming in from the East Coast starting to land.
Yeah.
You know, but we signed up for that. You know, it's...
I would say you have a new revenue source coming.
Yes.
Like Arlington, the village of Arlington Heights should allow them to pay or charge people $50 to park in their driveways. And they would make money. They would make money. That's what they do in Green Bay. Rick Tellender, my old colleague from the Sun-Times, used to park in this lady's front lawn for years outside Lambeau. For years. Even when he was getting parking passes, she would save him a spot on her lawn. He would pull up there. Sometimes with the tractor trailer on the way up to his lake house. But
that's funny because Lambeau's actually one of the more convenient places where they put the media.
Yes.
Of all the stadiums, they actually are like, actually, here you go. There's a nice parking spot right by the door.
Yeah. But there's homes right there.
We did that in Madison before Badger games. You know, we live close to the stadium. We moved our cars onto the street a couple days before the game, and then we said, hey, come park in the driveway. You know, $10-$20. You can even use our bathroom if you want.
Yeah. See what I mean? Yeah.
You know,
they do that around Northwestern, do they not?
Yes. Yeah.
So, if you live by Arlington Park, there's your positive news for the day.
How do you think our friend Pat Finley makes all his money?
Yeah.
Selling those parking spots.
All those suits
Saturday.
He wears. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Those green pants. How do you think he bought those green pants he wore in Los Angeles?
By asking for some green, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can let us know your thoughts on the Bears possibly moving to Arlington. This thing is down the road. I could also tell you, you know, there's just been so many things behind the scenes you hear here and there, which is why I've known for a while now. This is not a bluff. It was never a bluff. It was never it might be a negotiating tactic a little bit, but it's more than that. It's definitely more than that. You know, speaking of traffic, like I already know that they've started to look into that. You know, what are they? The 53, which runs north southwest of Arlington Park right now, that's been a discussion for years about extending that, making that bigger. Because right now it just dead ends at Lake Cook Road, extending it into Lake County. Now that goes beyond Arlington Park, but these are the type of things that end up being affected when you have something this big get discussed and potentially done. So we'll have to see where it goes from here. But in the meantime, Matt Nagy's got to talk today. And
there's a quarterback thing too.
Good distraction by...
well-timed, actually.
Yeah. Oh, 47 yards of offense? We should probably put out the Arlington Park news.
Yeah, why would
you? No, I actually always expected it this week, to be honest. Since
the last race was Saturday.
The last race was Saturday, so I think that makes perfect sense, but it is convenient for the Bears, I will say that.
You know what? I'll say this. It won't completely distract everybody. Like, these news cycles aren't like 24 hours anymore. It's like, especially with social media, they're like 12-hour news cycles. Yeah. So once Matt Nagy steps up to that lectern, podium, whatever you want to call it, in 2.5 hours,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's back on.
It's back on. By the way, we asked for Nagy to talk today. There's like this Twitter firestorm going on right now about why Matt Nagy's talking Wednesday instead of Thursday, because we asked for it. All right, there's quarterback news to discuss. Also, we should say thanks for listening to this episode. Make sure you do not miss the regular Tuesday episode that we had go out yesterday, though. The very good stuff with JT O'Sullivan from the QB school on Justin Fields, on those problems with the Bears offense. So all of that stuff very much still relevant, and make sure you don't skip over that episode just because this one has now popped into your timeline.
You'll learn a little.
It's very informative. Very informative. A lot of scheme stuff, a lot of the whys, right? We found the whys.
The what's hopefully and the Bears. Whys.
Yeah, a lot. The what's, the what the hells. There's a lot.
No, well, it was a quote last year, the where's and the whys. The where's and the whys.
The where's and the whys, okay. Well, where are the Bears going to be playing in the future?
The why? Because they need their own stadium.
Oh, the why on this one, I feel like, is fairly obvious.
Yes. We're good.
Now we got the where. Yes. Now we got the where. We'll see where it goes. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hoge, at Adam Johns. Make sure you check out the coverage on The Athletic on this story. They are the ones who broke it. Scott Powers is a good man. Love that dude. Good work by him for nailing this thing down. And so check it out there. We have some Fallout coverage, too, on NBCSportsChicago.com as well. So you can check that out. And my film review, Justin Fields, speaking of whys and things like that. You're not going to want to read that right now. I'm not going to lie. You know, nobody wants to read about the mistakes that Justin Fields made, even if there weren't the Arlington Heights news. But it's out there. If you want to check it out, please do. We'll talk to you tomorrow as we preview the Detroit Lions. Ooh. See ya.
Adam Johns, go ahead.
Hey, hey. Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.